City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 22. Costa Constantinides, Democratic, Working Families. Daniel P. Peterson, Republican. Danielle M. DiStefano, Conservative, Independents. Lynn Serpy, Green Party. Jerry Kahn, Populist.
Costa Constantinides,
party enrolled in,
Democratic.
Current occupation,
Deputy Chief of Staff, New York City Council.
Previous occupations,
Legislative Director, New York City Council. Store Manager, KB Toy Stores. Adjunct Lecturer, Queens College.
Education,
graduated from PS 84, PS 122, and Bryant High School. Graduated cum laude from Queens College and received a law degree from Cardozo Law School.
Organizational affiliations,
Democratic District Leader, United Community Civic Association, Asgata Association, Long Island City Alliance.
Prior public experience,
Legislative Director, New York City Council.
What is the most important issue in Council District 22 you would address if elected?
We must work together to create a better and safer Western Queens. That means hiring more police officers and firefighters to build a safer community, and improving access to health care by expanding Mount Sinai Hospital. It means eliminating overcrowding in public schools and expanding public transit options. As your city councilman, I will fight every day for the people of Western Queens.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
As a father, I care deeply about improving our community's environment. I will work hard to reduce air pollution from dirty power plants and protect our drinking water from hydrofracking. I will also work to expand and improve Western Queens' green space.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I grew up in this neighborhood, and I have a story for every corner. Now that I'm raising my own family here, I want to ensure that this is the best neighborhood in the city. As a district leader, I helped save the Grand Avenue Post Office, improved traffic safety, and protected valuable schools and education programs. As a member of the UCCA, I've worked for responsible development and to protect our environment and quality of life. As a city council staffer, I work to pass legislation to reduce air pollution and improve our drinking water quality. As your city councilman, I will bring that experience and proven leadership to fight every single day for a better, safer community.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Daniel P. Peterson, party enrolled in.
Republican.
Current occupation.
Real estate lease administration at Time Equities, Inc.
Previous occupations.
Residential and commercial accounting at PCVST. Mail order and direct marketing at TVT Records. Interned at Crosswalks TV, predecessor to NYC TV, for programs related to the 1992 Democratic National Convention, retail and food services.
Education.
Associate's degree, Queensborough Community College. Radio, TV Broadcasting Certificate, Center for the Media Arts.
Organizational affiliations.
Queens Republican Party, Frank Kenna Republican Club at the Astoria, New York Young Republican Club.
Prior public experience.
None.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 22 you would address if elected?
Public safety continues to be the number one issue for Astoria and all of New York. As councilman, I will continue to make public safety our number one concern because it affects where we live, how we live, our local businesses and public spaces, and everyday quality of life issues.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Other issues that concern me are quality of life issues, parks and open spaces, traffic patterns and public transportation matters, Mount Sinai Hospital and the proposed expansion, regulations and taxes that affect local businesses, zoning and available housing concerns, education, emergency preparedness, and of course our current city tax structure and the unnecessary growth of government agencies.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
2 reasons. I am not a career politician and I am not a lawyer. I am an outsider. I am more like the average voter who gets concerned on issues that affect me, us, on a day-to-day basis. I've had my difficult financial times and personally paid my way through school from the age of 16 and on. I understand that the money we deal with is your money, not ours to do as we please, so every effort should be made to make sure funding is done transparently and with community input and awareness.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Danielle M. DiStefano. Party enrolled in.
Independence.
Current occupation.
Head volleyball coach at Monsignor McClancy Memorial High School in East Elmhurst.
Previous occupations.
Volleyball and softball coach at St. John's Preparatory High School in Astoria. Prior to her years of coaching and training student athletes, she worked for the New York Mets Entertainment Division.
Education.
St. Francis College, BS, Business Management. St. John's Preparatory High School. New York State Regents Diploma.
Organizational affiliations.
Catholic Youth Organization. Student Leadership Team.
Prior public experience.
Spent over 20 years as a volunteer in the community.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 22 you would address if elected?
Public safety has always been a top priority in District 22, and that will not change. Keeping our children safe, especially to and from school, is personally important to me as I have 3 of my own. The community deserves safe streets and quality of life issues will be addressed.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
I would further serve our community by continuing to expand opportunities for affordable senior housing, promoting work-study programs in our area, and fighting to alleviate taxes upon homeowners by taking city waste to task.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As a fourth-generation Astorian, I know what works for our community and what doesn't. I take extreme pride in my neighborhood and all of its diverse members. I will always fight to keep our home beautiful, safe, and flourishing. I have spent over 20 years dedicating my time to the youth of Astoria, Long Island City, and Jackson Heights. I have volunteered many hours per week, sometimes more than a full-time job would require. As your councilwoman, my intention is to continue working in public service and further my opportunities to support my hometown. My decision to run reflects my pledge to work for the community I love. It would be the greatest honor to be able to serve District 22.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Lynn Serpy. Party enrolled in.
Green Party.
Current occupation.
Greening Libraries Consultant at Queens Library.
Previous occupations.
Election Administrator. Deputy Director, Political Reform Program at New America Foundation.
Education.
Bachelor's Degree in Government, Dartmouth College.
Organizational affiliations.
2 Coves Community Garden. Transportation Alternatives, Queens Committee. Astoria Park Alliance.
Prior public experience.
NA.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 22 you would address if elected?
Sustainable development. Improved waterfront access is great, but let's retain some of our industrial zones and invest in green manufacturing jobs. 2 proposed developments along the East River could add 11,000 new residents. These plans must address our already overburdened schools, hospitals, transit system, sewers, and electrical grid. A multi-purpose, multi-generational community center will provide needed educational and recreational opportunities for all.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Asthma, diabetes, and obesity are on the rise, and our city is still recovering from Hurricane Sandy. We need to ensure access to healthy food and increase our bus and bicycle network. Planting rain gardens in vacant lots will reduce stormwater runoff and increase green space. Improving energy efficiency of our buildings will save money, improve indoor air quality, and create good green jobs that can never be shipped overseas. Libraries, senior centers, and after-school programs must be adequately funded, and our parks deserve a dedicated revenue stream. Expanding recycling, reuse, and composting programs will save millions of dollars. Finally, we need to reform our election systems to remove barriers to participation.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I'm an independent community organizer with experience working in government. I offer practical solutions for green, clean neighborhoods and thriving small businesses.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Jerry Can, party enrolled in.
Populist.
Current occupation.
Proofreader, copy editor, independent contractor, courier, Thunderball Courier System, tourist greeter, Alliance for Downtown NY.
Previous occupations.
Admin assistant, Children's Aid Society.
Education.
BA, English Literature, Cleveland State University, Cleveland, Ohio, 1985. MA candidate and teaching assistant, English Literature, Case Western Reserve University, Cleveland, Ohio, 1986-87.
Organizational affiliations.
Occupy Astoria / LIC. Occupy Wall Street. Outreach and Alternative Banking Working Groups.
Prior public experience.
Treasurer, Green Party Office in Manhattan, 2004 to present. State Committee Member, Green Party of New York State.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 22 you would address if elected?
The big problem in New York City today is that very rich people have so much power that they are virtually above the law. That's a disaster for democracy, and we have to do something about it. 2 years ago, I filed a complaint against 2009 mayoral candidate Michael Bloomberg. It appears that in October 2009, the mayor failed to report an expenditure of $1.2 million for an election day operation. A common sense reading of the Campaign Finance Act suggests that failing to report this expenditure before the election was a violation of the law. Last year, one of four members of the Campaign Finance Board voted to keep the complaint open and continue the investigation. This is only one example of elected officials apparently breaking the law and getting away with it. If elected, I will do everything I can to end that injustice and turn things around.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
I support all four bills of the Community Safety Act. Obviously, police officers must detain and search suspects when they have probable cause to believe a crime is being committed. But the current stop-and-frisk policy is essentially racist and discriminatory against New Yorkers in low-income neighborhoods and must be ended. I have long called for popular election of the members of our community boards and the expansion of the number of tenants' representatives on the Rent Guidelines Board.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
The city needs a big change. It needs a lot more democracy. I can do more on that score than any other candidate.
Participating in the campaign finance program.